Tristan Winder and George Lobby with you here on a wonderful Tuesday morning. And we welcome in Lisa Burke from the North Platte Lincoln County Visitors Bureau. Lisa, how are you?
I am great. I love fall.
Happy September to
you.
The fall months are quickly approaching for you.
Yes, it is. It's been a challenging year for us, but
you're probably looking forward to January, aren't you? Like many.
Yeah. I hope January's better. It's probably going to be more like April or May. But
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
What a year it's been, but someday it's going to get kind of back to normal anyway.
I hope it's a little more predictable
would be nice.
Yes, it would be. It would be wonderful. So
now, August was an exciting month for tourism here in North Platte, Lisa.
Yeah, we had a very extremely busy August. The beginning of August, we kicked it off with a USA boxing tournament that was sanctioned by the USA Olympic Group. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was the first boxing match held in the United States via COVID. We had 125 boxers showed up. Now, there were ages from 7 to 70 could box. I would say ages from 70 to 30 boxed in North Platte.
Okay.
We had 113 boxers actually matched up, so they have to match weight to be able to box each other, weight and age group. Mm-hmm. So it was really neat.
What an achievement to pull that off.
We did, and we pulled it off without any COVID
No exposures.
That is a huge accomplishment in today's world.
Yes, it was. It was huge. So how we did that is everybody wore masks. We held it out at the DNN Event Center. They're a great partner for the Visitors Bureau.
And great area to social distance, too.
Yes, which helped. So everybody had to wear masks. Boxers actually wore a mask until they stepped in the ring. Their coach took their mask off, put their helmet on, and when their bout was done, the coach took their helmet off, put their mask on, and then they come out of the boxing ring.
Okay. A little different.
Yes, not a normal. The referees, all the officials wore masks, all the volunteers wore masks, all the guests. Parents and family all participated in that. We also had hand sanitizer galore everywhere. The Fair Board let us borrow their hand sanitizer stations because we couldn't get any. We started trying to get those in May, and
they were hard to come by.
They were very hard to come by. So had hand sanitizers everywhere. We sanitized the facility as often as we could. They sanitized, they had a fogger, and they sanitized the ring after each bout.
Okay.
And then they wiped down all the gloves after each bout.
Okay.
So we kept things very, sanitary. We had lots of areas for people to social distance. We kept people away from the ring. We kept, lots of open areas for people to do that. So
awesome.
It can be done, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it works.
It's a lot of time and trouble and energy, and it takes a lot of cooperation from the public. Hats off to getting it done.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the only one in the country?
It was the first one to be held, yes.
After the COVID and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And with zero cases out of it,
yes.
that should be making national headlines right now.
Yes.
That is huge.
It was a lot of work, and it's very hard to do that this now. It's hard to get volunteers to help because people are, worried about their exposure to COVID.
Sure.
So it wasn't an easy event, but it was a very successful event. We probably had 400 people total throughout the three days, in and out of the DNN Event Center. And, of course, they were not all there at one time. But
And it kind of put North Platte on the map for
this type
of event again.
Yes,
and
yes.
Hopefully it'll become a regular event.
It will be a regular
event.
Attraction yes.
for North Platte.
Yeah. Actually, what's really unique about this is the LBC, which is the local boxing committee, is based out of Crete. Okay. They, if you realize where Crete is in between Lincoln and Omaha, mm-hmm. nobody there wanted to do this event. We've actually been working on this for a year and a half.
Wow.
And they didn't want to do it there because they have a hard time getting people there, boxers there at that event, because they're already boxing each other. So they came out to North Platte because North Platte is centrally located, because Omaha boxers won't go to Denver, and Denver boxers won't go to Omaha.
Uh-huh.
But
that's fine with us.
They will come to North Platte.
They'll meet in the middle.
And that's what we saw. So, you know, we had people from Oklahoma, Utah, Nevada,
wow.
you name it. The one blessing that we had from USA Boxing is when we had our test event, I believe it was in mid-July, because we had to test it.
Sure.
Right after that, things started spiking again nationwide with COVID, and they took states out of play to come to our events, so which helped us a lot. They pulled sections of Texas, and of Chicago was spiking, and L.A. was spiking, and Kansas City also. And, you know, there was 100 boxers apparently that wanted to come from Kansas City. So thank goodness they pulled them out, so we didn't have any
exposures from
that. But anyway, so back to, you know, they saw what we did, and they saw the facility and the community and how well we worked together, and they definitely, you know, are going to do this again next year. They want 3 rings in the DNN Event Center.
Wow.
We just had one this year. Yep, and they've said easily we should reach 400 boxers next year for our
event.
So about triple
awesome.
The situation. Mm-hmm. That'll be great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Spectators would go up threefold, maybe
yes.
two. And
yeah.
So
yeah, we had really good, you
talking
know.
Talking 1,000 people or mm-hmm. more, maybe 1,500.
Wow.
Probably.
Well, of course, this year probably fewer people came.
Yes, they did. And we didn't have
fewer attendance.
Fewer aunts and uncles. And
yeah.
Right,
and
it is a spectator sport, you know, and we didn't see.
Definitely.
We saw a few local people there. There were a few sponsors that came out and watched, but you know, next year we'll push it. We didn't push it much locally,
sure.
but it was happening.
Yeah.
Just because we wanted to keep that exposure down, and next year, you know, people will hear about it, and it's really amazing. You know, what was impressive to me is the young kids. You know, the 7 and 8 year olds just really
the edge of their seats.
Yes, they really go after it, and you know, for a minute and a half, they do 3 rounds for a minute and a half each, and they really do a good job.
It's pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a kid; I was kind of a boxer. They used to have Saturday night fights on TV. And I'd watch them.
Yeah.
And
they all
gather around.
Yeah, they all wear helmets too. We have to remember USA Boxing; that's part of their rules, is that they wear
the
head safety, and so you know, it's a great sport for kids to do that aren't, you know, necessarily, you know, football athletes, or, you know, everybody has a niche.
Yeah.
Right.
And this could be somebody's.
Yes.
So
yeah, it was
more of an individual sport and individual competition.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be a big team guy.
No,
they don't.
They don't. So anyway, some of our local gentlemen have stepped up, and they're going to help that local LBC, and we'll bring it back to North Platte.
That's awesome.
Hopefully forever in the future.
Great news.
So, yes, awesome.
Now, Lisa, looking at tourism here in the month of September, what do we have coming up on the calendar for the month?
You know, we don't have a lot. The pumpkin patches open up. Homestead Pumpkin Patch opens up, I believe, the 26th of September.
Okay, we're
so
getting into that season.
Yep, we're starting to get into that season. I know Dusty Trails is going to open his pumpkin patch in October as well. So we'll start seeing all of those activities, and they've all worked with the local health department and are doing precautions to keep everybody safe out there, and lots of hand sanitizing stations, and you know, lots of social distancing happening.
Sure.
And we have great pumpkin patches here within our community, so that's exciting. So
what about some of the other things? Golden Spike open again?
They have been open. They opened up in June. I was trying to remember when she might have opened up, the last week in May.
Okay.
I believe she opened up before Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
They were, at that point, I think they allowed 10 people within the facility, And then when we went into phase three, they opened it up to, I believe, 30. They're keeping their counts down.
Okay.
Understandably so.
Basically, because there's, if you remember, you know, what helps that spike run really well is the volunteers, and those are retired employees of Union Pacific.
The visitor center, yep.
So she, you know, that's what Kirsten has done, is kept that low so that her volunteers feel comfortable working with those individuals. And I believe when our we went into the orange zone, I can't remember exactly what that's called, but she pulled it back to 10 people within the facility here the last couple of weeks. But, you know, that they are open. They they are taking reservations. They were really busy this summer through July, you know, July and August, which was really impressive.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I see that the governor is talking about maybe the whole state going to a more relaxed status, phase four status, in, I think, September 13th or something like that.
Right, so around there,
that'll be coming in a couple of weeks if that materializes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you foresee things loosening up around here a little bit then? Maybe motels. How's that traffic going?
You know, we're about 2 months behind receiving our lodging tax numbers. So we just received June, the 18th of August. And you'll never ever hear me ever be excited about this, but we were only 36% down in June.
Not so bad.
Not as bad.
Could have been much worse. Probably was predicted to be a lot worse.
Yeah. You know, April and May were over 50% down. So, you know, that definitely helped us. But it's, you know, we've still are seeing a dramatic drop in the amount of people. We're also seeing a drop because of that. We see that the hotel rate has dropped here as well. Not dramatically. It's about $10 or $15 a room night, but it all adds up and
makes a difference.
In the end.
Yeah,
and
it's a big part of the economy.
So you know, talking to our hoteliers, probably August, July and August will probably reflect the same. We're really concerned about September, October, November, December. Though that time of year is when we see a really big influx in bus groups coming through. And if you can imagine sitting on a bus full of 50 people,
during cold and flu season,
that is not happening.
Yeah.
Right.
So we've had all of those cancel. Amanda told me yesterday that she does have one that's still holding for October, but it has 13 people on it. So,
well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Yeah. Conventions the same way. You know, it's just
I know
people aren't comfortable yet. So
locally
that's
here, we've had a little burst in increase in number of cases here in the last few weeks, but the last few days it seemed to have gone down again.
Yeah.
So maybe we got through that peak and, you know, brighter days are ahead.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
But our numbers are minimal compared to
some places.
In comparison to the rest of the nation, the rest of the world.
Or the rest of the state.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Lisa.
They are minimal. So I guess, you know, that's...
Even Dawson County next door.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're seeing, you know, I don't know what our number is right now, 300 or so. They blew that number out in May. So it's just, where you are in it's hard. It's very hard. And people, you know, so events have stopped because it's difficult to run an event and try to keep people safe. And you don't, you know.
The frightening thing seems to be if it starts to explode, then how much will it explode? I mean, it could increase exponentially for a while, and then we could really see a huge burst. So it seems a lot of effort put in.